Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Thursday, the 4th of January. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we focus on the new year and the opportunity it brings to make changes in our lives. How can we ensure that they are lasting changes? Our Bible reading today is Romans chapter 7 and verses 21 to 25. I have discovered this principle of life, that when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong. I love God's law with all my heart, but there is another power within me that is at war with my mind. This power makes me a slave to the sin that is still within me. Oh, what a miserable person I am! Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? Thank God, the answer is in Jesus Christ our Lord. So you see how it is. In my mind, I really want to obey God's law, but because of my sinful nature, I am a slave to sin. Have you ever found yourself caught in a cycle of trying to make positive changes in your life, only to repeatedly fall back into old habits and patterns? It can be frustrating and disheartening, leaving you feeling like you're your own worst enemy. How can we be making lifestyle changes that last? The truth is, when it comes to making lasting changes, we often rely solely on our own strength and willpower. But as the Apostle Paul reminds us in our passage today, this approach is bound to fail. Paul's words resonate with all of us who have experienced the frustration of our own limitations. We desire to do good, we desire to make positive changes, but we find ourselves trapped in a constant battle with our own sinful nature. It is in this struggle that we come to realize that we cannot change on our own. We need something greater than ourselves. We want to know how we can be making lifestyle changes that last. Paul acknowledges that the only one who can rescue us from this internal battle is Jesus Christ. It is through his grace and power that we can experience true transformation. When we surrender our own efforts and rely on God, we tap into a source of strength that is far greater than our own. So how do we access this power? How can we be making lifestyle changes that last? It starts with acknowledging our need for Jesus and inviting him into every area of our lives. We must recognize that we cannot save ourselves, but that Jesus has already paid the price for our sins and offers us forgiveness and new life. It is through a personal relationship with him that we find the strength and guidance we need to make lasting changes. When we allow Jesus to work in us, he begins to transform our desires, our thoughts, and our actions. He gives us the power to overcome the temptations and struggles that once held us captive. It is through his grace that we can break free from the patterns that have kept us bound and experience the abundant life he has promised. So if you find yourself trapped in a cycle of frustration and defeat, remember that you are not alone. When you find yourself wondering how you can be making lifestyle changes that last, Jesus is ready and willing to rescue you from yourself. Surrender your efforts to him, invite him into your life, and experience the power of his grace to make lasting changes. You may want to delve deeper with these thoughts today. in which case this question may help you. When you think about making lifestyle changes that will last, what areas of your life do you need to surrender to Jesus in order to experience lasting change? I hope to see you tomorrow for another Battle Drill Daily Devotional podcast as we look at making promises to God and keeping our commitments.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.